They'll be doing sevav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yesh Omrim Shein Lasus Talis Shal Pishtan. There are those who said that you should not make a beged out of linen. The Afal Pishen Halacha Kain Yerish Shemaim Yitzeis Kulam Yosat Talis Shal Tamer Rechilim Shuchay Betitz Min Ator Beli Pikbuk. So even though we technically don't pask in that way, but a person who's a Yerish Shemaim should try and only make their begadim out of wool, so that this way they could be chayv and titzis midoraisa without any suffix. And the Rama says Umihu Imiyav Shirak Betalis Shal Pishtan Muta Sheyasa Talis Shal Pishtan Vetitzis Shal Pishtan Mishi Is Batal Mi Mitzvah Titzis. If you don't have an option of to make a wool beged for whatever reason. So the Rama says, and you're better off making a linen beged with linen strings. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkan Yudzayin says Shal Pishtan. The Gazru Chazal Mishum Da'az Yemuchrach Lasos Botitzes Shal Pishtan Yishlach Hashem Ayasebo Gam Kint Chilas Bavi Itzur Kelayim Kishi Yiskasebo Balayla Sha'az Inzman Kiyum Hamitzah. What's the reason why Chazal said that you really should not be using linen for your begadim? Because since there is a chiyuv of Tchilas, so Tchilas is wool by definition. So if you're going to mix wool and linen, since today we try to avoid violating that Isser of Kelayim, particularly because if you're going to be wearing it the tzitzis at night when you're not really chayav, so that's going to be a violation of kelayim. Meaning during the day when you're chayav to wear tzitzis, so then we say that asay docha lo saseh, the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis will push aside the lo saseh of not wearing shatnez. But if you're going to end up wearing that beged at night, and if there's a linen and there's tchilas on it, that's going to be an esr doraisa. And even though today we don't even have tchilas, but they still assume that gzera is not batal. The harbi poskim hitiru bazed the sfirulhu deker gzera lo hayarak shlo yatilu bo tchilas kedei shlo lavoli de kelayim. Many poskim say that since we don't have tchilas today, so therefore the gzera doesn't even make any sense, and therefore we assume that it's not going to lead to an isra of kelayim, and therefore they say that technically you can put on linen strings. Which is why the Rama says that if there's no way to get woolen strings, you can't put on linen strings. And certainly you would be allowed to make the beged out of other material and the strings out of linen if you don't have any other material to use for the tzitzis, so that this way you're not mevatel the mitzvah. You can rely on that opinion. If you only have linen strings and a linen beged, you can make a bracha on that as well. If you have a woolen talis, and obviously you should make the bracha on that and have in mind the linen talis. The Magen Avram thinks that if you have a linen talis, you should make a corner of the talis out of leather and then attach the woolen strings to that. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim who are not so sure that that's correct. So we'll stop here for now and we'll begin Siman Yud tomorrow.